USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Chilling audio from a cell phone video that shows the suspected high school shooter in Parkland, Florida, bragging about his plans for the attack before he carries them out.
My name is Nick, and I'm going to be the next school shooter of 2018.
Prosecutors releasing the videos that were recorded before the Valentine's Day massacre that left 17 people dead. In one of the videos, Cruz says he was hoping to kill at least 20 people.
Location is Stone Douglas in Parkland, Florida.
U.S. and North Korean officials meeting again today to discuss a possible summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had dinner last night with a top-ranking North Korean official in New York City. They're to meet again today to talk about the plans to resurrect what was a June 12th summit. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people.
Hey!
Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Wayne Island Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
The White House says there's still cause for concern about how the FBI and DOJ handled the early stages of the Russia investigation. During a briefing yesterday, Sarah Huckabee Sanders says,
certainly the president feels that there is cause for concern and it should be looked at. Like I just said, the deputy director of the FBI was fired for misconduct.
Sanders speaking after she was pressed about comments from Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy, who said he had seen nothing to substantiate the president's claims that the FBI planted a spy in his 2016 campaign. Meanwhile, a conservative organization called Republicans for the Rule of Law is running ads on Fox and MSNBC starting today featuring conservative lawmakers urging President Trump to let Robert Mueller's team complete its work. And an email from the group cites a recent poll from Quinnipiac University that says 59% of Republican voters agree that Mueller should be allowed to finish that job. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Right to Try Act, as it's called, is now the law of the land as President Trump signed that measure yesterday. It aims to give hope to dying patients. At a White House ceremony, President Trump said the bill does allow terminally ill patients to seek experimental and potentially life-saving treatments that have not been fully cleared by the FDA. Right to try laws do already exist in over three dozen states. Critics of those laws say they weaken the FDA and could lead to the abuse of risky medications that have not been fully tested. Walmart is now going to help its workers pay for college. The nation's largest private employer announcing that it's going to start subsidizing tuition costs at least three schools. To start, it would be the University of Florida, Brandman University in California, and Bellevue University in Nebraska. The retail giant hoping the program will help it retain some of its workers, and it estimates as many as 68,000 of its workers could be eligible. And the Stanley Cup Finals, all even at a game apiece. Alex Ovechkin scoring the go-ahead goal in the second period, and the Washington Caps did hold on to edge the Golden Knights 3-2. In Game 2 in Las Vegas last night, the finals now shift to D.C. for Game 3 Saturday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.